This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
That would be the sizing.
Oh, cool. He'll figure condoms.
Wow.
Well, yeah, no, occasionally we've talked about condoms and safe sex on our show. Every once in a while.
It's an important topic. You have to refresh the information, refresh people's memory.
Well, you know, like I tell everyone, the first thing you have to rule with safe sex, number one rule is never go down on a waiter in a Mexican restaurant.
And go ahead.
Okay, wait.
Just, if you go to a good Mexican restaurant, when you sit down, what's one of the first things they bring you?
Hot sauce.
Well, more than that.
Chips and salsa.
The chips. Have you ever eaten one of those bowls of chips and not cut the inside of your mouth?
That's really brilliant and thought-provoking.
And also an Italian pizzeria, because, you know, when you get that hot 12-inch Italian in your mouth, it's going to burn.
Hey, and it's 1 a.m.
It's 1.
Which means it's time for After Hours, which is the show After Hours. You have been listening to Hot and Bothered Radio. This is KPFT Houston 90.1, 89.5 in Galveston. And next weekend we will be back in 2 weeks we'll be back, and Melanie will be live in the studio next week. And Seth may be back. That would be really cool.
He's
welcome. And we're really excited about this next show, so tune in. And goodbye.
Good night.
Good night.
In state after state, the legislature wants to regulate human nature. In short, from sea to shining sea, they'd like to tell you who to be. They can pass all the statutes that they please. Acorns won't grow into maple trees. Besides, those differences they hate are the strength that makes this country great. Only fools would write those laws. They simply can't succeed because you can't take the color out of Colorado. You can't take the Mary out of Maryland. As John Philip Sousa said, I can't march if I can't hear the boys in the band. You can't take the sissy out of Mississippi. He's there and he's going to stay. And so QED, it's as plain as ABC. You need us to make the USA.
You can't kick our asses out of Massachusetts or subtract the 10% from Tennessee.
Utah could never be the beehive state if the hairdressers went absentee. You can't run
run the homos out of Oklahoma.
No!
It's their home and they won't go away. In the land of the free, diversity's the key. You need us to make the USA.
Who will never be passé in old El Paso? Who will always know what's new in New Orleans?
Chicago with no chic would be boring in a week. And you can't have New York City without Queens.
Right, you cannot replace those Staten Island fairies. And who'll always keep Santa Fe? Yes, we're proud to state we help make this country great. You need us to make the USA.
Take the Virgin out of West Virginia. Take the orgy out of Georgia, if you must. You can drive the evil out of Wisconsin and leave Illinois' ills in the dust. You can try to take the KY from Kentucky, though I doubt that you'll get very far. But you'll never take the collar out of Colorado.
Don't you realize who we are?
With a friendly teller at your bank, with a teacher at your Sunday school, guy who fixed your water tank, with a cute new lifeguard at the pool, with a nice young man who bought your car, with a lady singing on the radio, we're your favorite daytime TV star, all kinds of people you already know.
We're doctors, lawyers, movers, shakers, friends and neighbors, policymakers, and remember this about us. America couldn't do without us. Think of Provincetown, Key West, and San Francisco. Without us, they'd be a lot more like Fort Wayne.
Lost a good job in the city, 'cause I was looking for a man every night and day. And I never got a minute of sleep, 'cause I was cruising the piers by every river and bay. Big queens keep on turning,
turning.
Trolling on the river.
Trolling on the river.
I said trolling.
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 Trolling on the river.
Trolling on the river.
A one, a two, a
One, two, three, four.
Hey, Marines were easy bait in Memphis. Pumped a lot of priests in New Orleans. They got every type that cruising by the river. Hustlers and choir boys and leather queens. Big queens keep on turning. Plow Marys keep on burning. Trolling on the river. Hey! If you go down at the river, you could do a neighbor or a relative. You don't have to worry if you lose your hand, because the people on the river are happy to give. Big queens keep on turning, and down there is keep on churning, trolling on the river, trolling on the river.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, listener-sponsored, commercial-free, Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, yada, 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 whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
We don't mention the date anymore.
Yeah, because, you know, people get confused what the date is. Yeah. If you're us who are in charge of the show, It's June 30th.
Yeah.
If you're the rest of the world, it's July 1st.
Okay.
But we're special, so yeah.
Well, if you haven't been to bed yet, it's still June 30th.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But, you know, some bird brain who I'm expecting to show up here because they'll think it's the first week of the month.
Okay. And who are you?
I don't know. I left my ID at home. My name is Chris Harrison. Unless you're the FCC, then I'm somebody else.
And you are?
Co-executive producer for this evening.
Ah, and I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
The other white meat.
The other white meat, yes. Boy, did we have fun last week.
It was so nice.
Doing the Queer Laurel and Hardy show down Westheimer.
I have to tell you, check out on YouTube, somebody posted the Pride Parade. It's a 7.5-minute clip.
Yes.
So it's unedited.
We're not in it.
It's an unedited clip. You get to see the entire parade in 7.5 minutes at regular speed.
There was 2 seconds of the ICOH float. You know,
I'll tell you this. I got a feeling that the. A way to describe the photographer is, I'm going to say...
Go ahead.
Rice Queen?
There you go. Asians and Friends got a lot of FaceTime.
Well, I see some box time. I miss seeing them big boxes coming down the street.
You are talking Asians, aren't you?
Yes, they were big boxes.
Oh, okay. They were in big boxes. Oh, okay. Yes.
Somebody ordered me some cream of some young guy.
I see. Okay.
Egg rolls.
So we're going to be talking about a lot of things tonight. This is the fifth Saturday of the month, officially. So we do not have regularly scheduled segments. We will be
even if it's not the fifth Saturday.
We will be having.
We're going to call our show Metamucil because our regularity is not very regular.
There you go. We're going to be doing lots of talking. We're going to have music and talking and lots more music. Okay. And we're going to be talking about some events going on in the station. In the community. For one thing. It's the second annual Miss Thang Texas pageant is happening. That's because tomorrow night is the Miss Texas pageant. So ICOH, actually Judy Reeves has thought this up. She was the originator of this. We did this last year. We do a Miss Thang Texas pageant. And we do kind of what they do, only in a very camp and very low budget manner. Yes. And
they really use the Preparation H to take out the wrinkles.
There you go. And
he looks stunning
about
over here.
Five tubes for me. And
he's got places puckered that haven't been puckered in years.
Tell me. We have the pageant that's happening at the... We had the preliminary this evening at Tony's Corner Pocket, and we're going to have the rest of it tomorrow night at the BRB. Sunday night at the BRB, that's right. And what we do is we have entertainment, we have the contestants, and at 10 o'clock when the official five finalists are announced on TV, we will name the five finalists.
Oh, on TV as in on the...
Yes. And then we will wait until the, you know, we'll have the fifth runner-up, fourth runner-up, you know, and it... So anybody can win. You know, it's the luck of the draw, actually.
So the contestants will be representing one of the...
Yes.
Anorexic sluts that are on stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Miss Dallas, Miss Houston, Miss Big Thicket. That's my personal favorite.
You know, I see people advertising all the time on Craigslist. They like have them give a trim job. You don't have to be called Miss Big Thicket.
Anyway. So.
Yes, I go there in jokes, not in reality.
Yes. So we're looking forward to this. It's a whole lot of fun. We raised over $300 this evening over at Tony's Corner Pocket with just the preliminary. So we're looking forward to a great, great time tomorrow night. And then other things that are going on. Let's see. At the Houston GLBT Community Center. Amnesty International Film Screening. The new LGBT group of Amnesty International presents a screening of the documentary Dangerous Living, coming out in the developing world on July 9th, 7 p.m. The film, directed by John Scagliotti, who also directed After Stonewall and founded the PBS series In the Life, examines the struggles of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender communities around the world. A question and answer session will follow, hosted by the community center. There's no admission charge, but, of course, donations are encouraged. Now, also... this is not happening at the community center, but sponsored by GCAM, the Gulf Coast Archive and Museum of Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender History, Inc., and MECCA, the Multicultural Educational Council of the Arts, have a collaborative exhibition that's coming up. So GCAM, which meets at the community center and displays some of its collection there, and MECCA is sponsoring a post-pride exhibition after the parade is over, which opens at MECCA, which is located 1900 Kane Street in Old Sixth Ward. It's actually just a block or two behind the old MCC church over there. And it's got to have pride-related objects and memorabilia from GCAM, and it runs from July the 5th through August the 3rd. The GCAM and MECCA host reception on August 2nd. And for more information, go to www.gcam.org. And some of the other things that are going to be represented of in this exhibition: Masters of Leather, Pegasus Productions, Crew of Olympus, Texas, Crew of Apollo, BJ Summers, Montrose Softball League, ICOH, Space City Empire, The Bears, Gay Olympics, and that, we don't mean the Gay Games. We mean, we have a poster that says Gay Olympics.
Oh, it means number one or number two.
What?
That was the first.
That was the very first,
the
one.
First one.
And in fact, they were selling these posters at the first games when the Olympic Committee made the decision that they couldn't use the name Gay Olympics. And so before they were taken down, a friend of ours in Houston bought one of these Gay Olympic posters, so it's very, very rare. Stuff on the March of Washington, Ray Hill Shows, Don Gill Productions Live, Theater Suburbia Benefits, PWA Holiday Charities, Hatch, Transgender Unity Committee, TGRA, Mr. Prime Choice, Lone Star Symphonic Band, Binet, PFLAG, Colt 45s, National Freedom to Marry, RMCC, the Houston, the Holocaust Museum, and GCAM's Nazi Persecution of Homosexuals, Daddy of Montrose, and TWT Twit Covers by Julie Hollingsworth, and other items. So it's running the gamut. It's just not Pride and Names Project stuff. So that's being held, like we said, at MECCA, 1900 Kane Street. It's an old school that's being refurbished, so it's hard to miss. It's the only building on that side of the block. And that's happening from July 5th through August the 2nd. You got some stuff over there?
Yeah, I was just reading it.
Oh.
For a change.
Okay.
Something about wet buns.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Yes. Yes, we do like that.
Wet buns in Galveston. Sounds like they're planning for a hurricane. On Saturday, July 14th, for those of you who are too far south to not come into Houston for something.
Yes, for something very important that we're going to be talking about in a moment.
From 9 to 11 at the Undercurrent, 2409 Market Street, Imperial Prince Royale, right? IPR?
Yes.
Okay. Imperial Prince Royale Falcon and some special guest MCs will be hosting a benefit for Legacy Community Health Services through Coronation 24.
This is the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star, our friends
Inc.
over there. Inc. Yeah.
They haven't, you know, it's still a Reese's, but there should be a Reese.
I don't know.
They'll yell at us later.
Yeah.
That's Saturday from 9 to 11 down at Undercurrent. This event is generously sponsored by the Barking Frog.
That's in Galveston.
In Galveston. It's a furnishings place. The Undercurrent Bar. Metro His Spa.
That's in Houston.
Yeah, it's in Houston. Tenacious Tanning and Mail You Wear, both here in on Westheimer.
Yeah. Cool. I like to see that. Corporate sponsors for shows like that.
Come out on Sunday.
Sunday.
July 1st at 7 p.m. to Tony's Corner Pocket for Mr. Jose Silva's, your newly crowned Mr. Gay Pride Houston 2007, as he hosts his first benefit birthday show. The show will benefit PWA Holiday Charities and is called A Star Is Born. So come out and see the show, help raise money for a good cause, and celebrate Jose's birthday.
He's really good.
The show is on July 1st at 7 p.m. at Tony's Corner Pocket. Also, Tony's Corner Pocket on Wednesday, July 4th at 7, the first annual Red, White, and Fabulous show.
Ooh.
It's a benefit show for Baring Omega Dental Clinic. Susan Hayes, Ms. Gay Pride Houston, is the host of this event.
Mm-hmm.
Baring Omega Dental Clinic has been there for many of us. Now it's our turn to keep it going. The fireworks start inside at 7.
Ooh.
Then after the show, please stay for the best seat in town for the Houston Downtown Fireworks Show.
Now that's a good idea.
All performers are welcome and greatly appreciated. All proceeds benefit directly the Baring Omega Dental Clinic through PWA Holiday Charities and Tony's Corner Pocket. And that's by Susan Hayes, Ms. Gay Pride 2007, Tony's Corner Pocket. For those of you living a couple of years ago, it was
Keys West. At 817 West Dallas. That's almost downtown. Well,
our Eastern Gay Bar.
Yeah. Now, something that will be, Colts will be talking about next week, but I want
2 weeks.
It is next week.
Colts is next week. Urias is the second.
Yeah. It's the
hell, I can't keep it straight. Why should I expect them to?
Yes, we go by Saturdays. It's the Louis. The winning pin and poster unveiling is happening Sunday, July the 8th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And that's happening at EJ's Bar, 2517 Ralph. And this is the annual unveiling party of the winner of the pin and poster that will be used for Louis 35.
And it was a tough vote on the pin contest.
I'll bet it was.
It took 3 votes.
Wow.
To get enough people voting for a certain pin for it to win, and only certain people know. So come out for refreshments and such. And
that's pretty amazing, actually. Yeah, you'll be there, won't you?
Yeah, they haven't asked me yet, but I'm expecting I'll have to make brownies for it.
Your famous brownies?
Yes, the Southern Comfortable brownies.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I haven't been asked, but I figure if, you know.
Just bring them, honey. They expect them.
Yeah, I know.
We have a guest, don't we?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go in and talk to him so he doesn't feel so alone.
No, that's quite
And you stay here, Chris, because, you know, we're both in on this one.
And I was planning on running out to kick... You know, I also got to pick music for the next... Ow.
Hello. Well, hey, how are you?
I'm just lovely. Oh, how
great.
Are you doing?
I can't complain. I'm always happy to be here amongst friends.
This is Jim Crawford, who a couple of months ago graciously stepped in for me when I went to run naked through the woods for
lucky.
For a weekend.
Yes.
And
tanned his nether regions.
Well, they didn't get too tanned, I'm sorry to say.
Especially when you're behind a tree.
Yeah, well,
anyway,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you really had your turn in the sling, you know, you could have gotten those hard to reach places. But, yeah.
See?
But you had an opportunity to sit in on the show.
Yes.
And see what it was really like here in After Hours. And you were so taken with it that you have put together on your own, independent of us. I mean, we've had to do absolutely zero work. I mean, you've been doing it all. You're putting together a fundraiser for KPFT in After Hours.
Yes, I am, and I'm excited about it.
I am, too, because I want you to know that we have had gay people calling in during membership drive.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had even, I remember one time the Misfits came in during a membership drive and gave us like half their tips because they had been bartending
that
night.
Yes.
We've had things like that. But, you know, in September, this show will be 20 years old, and never has anybody put together a fundraiser for After Hours. I am
so humbled.
Thank you.
At this, what you're doing for us.
And it's a wonderful thing. I'm enjoying myself. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it really is. I get to, a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork I haven't talked to in a long, long time.
People from various corners of our community.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I know Michelle, who's going to be here next week. She's doing this little adult kink party thing. And,
oh, I know Michelle.
Oh, yeah. She's going to do something in this.
Yes, yes.
It's just amazing.
I mean, I haven't. I've talked to her. It's been a long, long time, and out of the blue, lo and behold, there she was when I sent out the email, and
she just jumped right on there.
Yeah,
and she doesn't do a whole lot of that type of thing.
No, she doesn't, no.
But she's been on the show many times.
Yes.
You know, promoting her shows or just promoting herself, I mean, because she is just...
She's a hoot.
She is a hoot. She's an amazing woman.
Yes, she really is, yes. I mean, we used to hang out at a local watering hole. I won't mention EJ's name.
Oh, okay.
But that's where we used to hang out, and we always had a great time.
And
she just disappeared for a while, and then all of a sudden, I've been getting her emails, and so I'm very, very pleased. And some other people I haven't talked to in like over a year are, you know, have been emailing me saying that, yes, I will be coming out. And so I'm excited.
I'm very excited. You just told me tonight that we're going to have a special guest appearance by Abby Normal.
I've been told that.
Wow.
By her brother, and I'm excited.
I am very excited.
Yes. So hopefully more of you out there. You don't have to be a title holder. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do anything special. Just come on up and help support the radio station.
I do want to tell you about Abby Normal's brother.
Uh-huh.
Because I met him here at this station.
Mm-hmm.
He was working on the After Hours show from its inception.
Mm-hmm.
He and his other half, Robert. And I came up about 6 months after the show started, because I heard it one week and I came up the next because I heard that they were looking for people who to answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was with the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard at the time, and they were getting calls from people coming out of the closet, and they didn't know how to handle these calls. So I came up to do that, and I met Lloyd and Robert at that point. I've known them ever since.
Great guys.
They are wonderful, wonderful guys.
I think
I've always, you know, that's always been my kind of fantasy, you know, that, you know, you have these fantasies, you know, that are never going to happen.
Well,
and, you know, and me as a sandwich between Lloyd and Robert is just...
Oh, well, there you go. Hey, maybe that night. See,
for those of you who don't know them, remember back in the 80s, Wendy's had that commercial about Where's the Beef?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Think of it, a little bun on the bottom, that would be Robert.
Yeah.
Okay, then you've got the little bit of meat in the middle, that's Jimmy. And
thank
then you've got
you.
A bigger bun on top, bigger half of the bun on top. That's Daddy Lloyd.
Yeah, that would be Daddy Lloyd.
A little piece of meat? I didn't know that.
A gristly piece of beef.
Gristly, okay. That I agree with. No. So aren't they?
Jackie.
They're going to celebrate in August, if I'm not mistaken, their anniversary.
Oh?
And it's...
It's a long... They've been together a long time.
It's 20-plus years, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the actual number, but yeah, they've been together. They're great. I mean...
Yeah, because, you know, in September, this show was going to be 20 years old, and they were together then.
Yeah.
So it's well over 20 years.
I think so. I can't remember the actual number, but yeah, they're great guys.
So this show that you're putting together for After Hours is going to be when?
It's going to be July the 14th, 2007. And it's going to be, I make sure it gets a year in there, right? Anyway, it's going to be at EJ's Bar and Grill. And we're all familiar of EJ's up there on Ralph Street.
Yeah.
It's 2517 Ralph Street.
It's across the cross street from Mark's.
Yes, exactly.
The fancy restaurant, Mark's, at It used to be a church.
Yes, and now it's a highfalutin steakhouse.
Oh, yeah. You know, you have to call in 6 months ahead for reservations and all that kind of...
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's on... So, it's, you know where Mark's is, on Westheimer.
Mm-hmm.
Make a right on Ralph or left, depending on which direction you're coming from.
Yeah, Ralph kind of dead ends into Westheimer, so you don't have a choice. You know?
Yeah, and so you will see a huge sign that says EJ's. Huge place.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful place. Ed has just done a world of good there. And
he really has.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and he's always opened his doors to any organization who would like to come out and do something to raise money for the community.
You bet. He's always open for that.
Yes.
He not only just shows, but he allows groups to come in and do bartending on the patio on the weekends, to raise money from their tips and do shows on the patio just anything you want. He's...
Mm-hmm.
He hardly turns anything down.
His bar staff is there, and you ask them for something, they're right there.
Oh yeah.
Poppy, the DJ.
DJ Poppy. He's so cute.
Well, shh. Ooh. Don't say anything. Maybe he'll talk dirty again when I'm there.
Ooh.
Yeah, because he did the last time, that deep, deep voice.
Oh my God.
With a little Hispanic drawl.
And you just got wet panties.
Wet. It's like Niagara Falls in here. Anyway.
So what time
clean
is this
up
happening?
On aisle four. Clean up on aisle four.
You need to bring a shop vac.
Anyway.
It's going to start at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
However, I was so... Was that you or I think it was a mutual friend of ours.
Yes.
I can't remember who it was exactly that said maybe we should... we have it advertised at 8:30, so be there. If you're going to entertain or come watch the show, be there before 8:30. However, we were thinking about maybe starting at 9:01.
Oh.
Because the radio
90.1.
Exactly.
Wow.
So I thought that would be good, but you know how these performers are. Sometimes you need to tell them the wrong time.
Okay? Tell them 8:30 so they get there by 9:01.
Exactly, and hopefully dressed. But anyway, it's going to be wonderful. If you have any questions or concerns, and maybe your viewers might not be able to make it out, they could email the station or call, or they can email me if they want to come and perform or do something.
Yes.
So my email is Crawford, like Joan, Crawford, 4161@yahoo.com.
What's the 4161 about?
Oh, well, that's the that's how old I was when I moved to Houston.
Yeah.
I was 41.
Oh, really?
And I was born in 61.
Oh, okay. That works.
Just trying to, come up with something.
Yeah.
And so, just a warning, if we do not raise enough money, Jimmy and I will be performing at the end like the traditional EJ performers do.
Oh, my.
Oh, that would be hot.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to see him and I naked.
So.
Actually, we should be doing a number or two ourselves.
Yeah, no.
We've talked about that. And I have a couple in mind.
Good, good.
I do.
Good. Well, I mean, I've talked to people, and I don't want to mention names because in case something should happen that
scheduled to appear
exactly.
Yes,
I want to make sure that that if you haven't told Jimmy or myself or even Chris that you're going to make it, still come on out.
Okay? Yes.
Yeah. Just drop on by. I've talked to Ed, and we're on the calendar. I talked to Poppy. I'm doing Gay Pride, and to mention to him, he's going to be there. I will go, and I've been going around the clubs.
Yes.
And I've been trying to somehow do a little persuasion of possibly doing a
like a raffle?
No, not a raffle.
You know what I mean.
yeah, I'm trying.
Oh, Lord. I cannot believe this. I had too much coffee at Connie's. I was seeing things flapping in my face that I shouldn't. But anyway.
Oh, you stayed for that show.
Well, no. I saw that last night. Oh, it was great last night. Yeah.
At Tony's. Oh, I know. He's got the best dick dancers in town.
He does. I really.
These are hot guys.
Yes, and they're nice,
and
too.
Yes, they're very nice.
Yes, they will come by, and they will even just talk, just to talk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he has a prime location, too. So. Mm-hmm. But we were trying to have them to do a challenge, have the, you know, each organization challenge each other. So from now until the actual day, I'm going to try to hit some more clubs, and not like bars and things, but the actual organizations to see if somehow they could possibly raise some money or donate some money from their funds.
And you know, not to pat myself on the back, because that's not what I'm here for, but over the years, we've done almost every week what you heard before we opened your mic.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about fundraisers and events going on in the community.
Right.
We promote things. I mean, I think that's a responsibility of the show.
Right.
That's what we have to do.
Exactly.
Because that's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
And promoting the bars that allow us to have our shows. You know, there's some great bars here. EJ's and Tony's are two, but the BRB also, and Decades and Michael's, and on and on and on. You know, there are some great clubs here.
Mm-hmm.
So we promote those too in our way. You know, since they're businesses, we can't promote them as such.
Right.
But as venues for our fundraisers, I can promote them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't talk about drink specials and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
We can't do advertising on we're a 501c3. We can't do that advertising thing. But, you know, we can promote them when they're doing fundraisers and stuff like that. So I do it as much as I can, because, you know, they're providing the venue for us to make money.
Exactly.
We wouldn't be able to do it without them.
Right. And, you know, and a lot of people pretty much now are accustomed to seeing an organization out, you know, doing something.
Yes.
Especially when we go to EJ's to do a function, there's a wonderful couple.
I know who you mean.
Marilyn and her husband.
Kevin?
I think so.
Kevin.
And he has gone up on stage to raise money.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
oh, my God, yes.
I mean, you can just be there. I mean, the atmosphere is very, very nice. I mean, if you are hearing this on the radio or seeing the flyers out or the emails, because I've sent out a few. Anyway, it's not just to the GLBT. It's
right.
To anybody who wants to come out and help support this radio station. And I always call it a public access radio station.
It is.
Because it's open to everyone.
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, so when we're on the air at this time of a night, we've been around to the bars, we have talked up what we're doing. But the shows earlier on, you know, have a gamut of things.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure, that's why I'm doing this, to make sure that, you know, it stays all on the air. Because, you know, our wonderful government, God bless America, they donate so much money to everything that we need. Sorry. I hope you heard the sarcasm in my voice. Anyway, but that we need to support each other as a community.
This particular group that's in power right now would love nothing more than to see us shut down.
Yes, exactly. And, well, you know what? I don't want to talk about politics, but I was watching PBS, another public access.
Yes.
And they were doing the Democrat debate.
Yeah.
Oh, Hillary, she's kicking some.
She's kicking butt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I mean, I don't want to get on my platform here, but we're here to publicize the fundraiser July the 14th.
Yes.
8:30. And it's
day is that?
That's a Saturday.
Okay.
So you can come out, you know, you can drink, You can, you know, have cocktails, coffee, water, what have you. Mm-hmm. But please bring your cash, your charge cards, and even, you know, checks.
Oh, you can do charge cards?
Well, I'm going to talk to someone.
Oh, okay.
If not, I'm going to, well, it's in the works.
Okay.
I don't want to go out on a limb until I find out, out for sure. But yes, what we're trying to make sure that, because a lot of us carry cards.
Sure.
You know.
Rather than cash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, there's an ATM machine. And
there is an ATM machine at EJ's, as a matter of fact, because I've used it on more than one occasion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they had their boys dancing or whenever.
Exactly.
I needed to put dollars somewhere.
Somewhere. Yes. As a tip.
Yes.
But yeah, it's really a great thing that's going to happen on that night. I really would like to get as many people packed into that bar as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it's packed on many occasions. There's plenty of room by the stage, around the stage, by the pool tables, around the bar.
Oh, yeah.
The bartenders love when it's packed.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love when the bartenders are packed.
Yeah. And DJ Poppy he plays
cute.
He really is. I met
and he's sweet to work with.
Yes, he is. And you know what? And I met his partner.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say damn?
Yeah, I know. Damn. Damn.
But anyway, I mean, he's there. He will come in early.
Oh yes.
To make sure things are set up, but you just have to remind him,
mm-hmm.
which I have. And so it's just going to be a great night. Mm-hmm. I know it is.
Chris, are you looking forward to this? Chris is busy picking out music.
Or picking something. I don't know what he's picking.
I just had an idea for a little side idea on the fundraising at that event.
Oh.
Oh.
So I'll talk to you off air about that.
Oh.
It has to do with the theme of what day that is.
July the 4th. Okay.
Then you I know what day that is.
You were there.
Hey.
What?
That old.
What year?
Bastille Day.
Oh, is it?
It is Bastille Day.
Oh.
And I know we love French.
We can do French on the stage, huh?
Yeah, well.
It's another it's a different idea. We'll,
oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But we can still do French on the stage because it's EJ's.
Yeah, it is.
And I mean, telling you, they love.
They love it.
Oh,
very,
yeah.
Very international. A little French, a little Greek.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. No rushing, though.
A little Spanish.
Ooh, fly.
Yeah.
Now, well, we can get some homosexuals on there.
Ooh. I think we can probably accommodate
can
them.
Can the stage handle that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they can handle
that. So that's
anything.
The 14th. Let's have a little music, and we'll be back.
All right. Push this button.
Okay.
I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know and I'll be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down, if you're all alone when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best and it ain't no lie. If you put me to the test, if you let me try. Take a chance on me. Just talking, get to know you better.
rock this magic. You say that I waste my time, but I can't get you off my mind. No, I can't let go, 'cause I love you so.
Take a chance with me. Yeah. Oh, you got different feeling on me. What you fucking for? You got to know the special property. I'm another lock, so for music in a body set. Understand me clearly. However, I try, could I never hold me. We'll love it. Nice and tough and that smooth freely. Special care, watch it, please, I listen to cheerfully. Me not to stall alone and that's where I'm born. Now come me down, see me never, never hold me. Machine on, if we get the wrong one. Might be my piece of bomb, it's a look and done. If we like my look, give me chance, situation. Nothing, 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 maybe see what follow on. With that shit, we do it the right now.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba, 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 honey, I'm still free.
Moment mal. Ich bin ganz atemlos.
In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a
Yeah, you have to turn it on, dear.
Turn it off, fair.
That was fabulous music.
What the hell's clicking?
I don't know. Something is clicking. That's weird. Okay, now it's not.
Okay, one of the CDs was there.
Okay.
I figured out. There was another song I could have played that would have been in the similar theme of those.
The ABBA theme, but not ABBA?
Yeah, ABBA, but not ABBA. There was... One of the groups has a song there about my Swedish automobile.
Oh.
Yeah. really slow and kind of.
Oh, I see. Well, we started out with
Erasure
from their ABBA-esque CD.
And that was Take a Chance on Me.
Which is more popular than I realized. I've read about it. Somebody was talking about how popular it was.
And then the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I played a choral arrangement.
I know, I shocked
me. And it wasn't A, Christmas, or B, I Was at Gunpoint.
Yes. He doesn't...
I normally don't play them.
No.
And that was, they played... Dancing Queen.
Yes.
And wrapped it up with another bit of Erasure with Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Gimme, 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 A Man After Midnight. We used to play that to death because in the old days when we started at midnight, I would open the show with that very, very often. That kind of put me in the mood for an after-hours show.
Well, do you remember way back when you first came out to the clubs,
yeah,
the good club music they used to play?
Oh,
and
yeah,
everybody danced.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and that just brings back memories.
Yes, yes. Hazeldine searching for a man, and I mean all of those things from the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I've got them all on vinyl at home.
Oh, memories. I mean, it, just to go out with friends and
oh, yeah,
you know, and you hear that special song, and you just go on the dance floor for hours. And
yeah, I used to go to Rich's with a group of friends, and we would all go on to the dance floor and dance as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, sometimes just one would go out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, dance by himself.
You are listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 on Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
we've been talking about community events and the After Hours fundraiser that's happening July the 14th over at EJ's, 9 o'clock.
9:01. Yeah, as I kind of think in there, I always used to think, you know, the Rocky Horror Picture Show should be started at, like, not at midnight, it should be, like, you know, 11:50 or something in,
yeah,
there. So when it comes time, when they talk about midnight, you know, it's midnight.
Oh, it's really midnight.
Oh, so that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, then, you know, you have to do a time warp to get it back in that, and it doesn't work right.
Oh, well.
I remember that.
And a little bit about the parade, how fast we went. And but, you know, I was sitting talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he was saying, well, you've been in so many of them. He said, you probably kind of rate them now, you know, because some were great, some were mediocre, and some were, you know, kind of good. And and this was kind of good. This was kind of good.
Well, I mean, we're so fast, the Chronicle didn't even catch the parade.
Yes, we noticed that. I don't, yes, know what happened there. They usually have a big old picture of it.
Well, they had a picture of some hired hand who was watching over one of the professionally made floats standing out in the rain.
Yeah, he probably wasn't even gay.
And then he wasn't even identified.
Oh.
He was unknown worker.
Unknown worker, there we go.
They probably featured him later on, called him undocumented worker, but...
Oh, no.
And then on the inside, on the black and white photo...
Yes.
...was J.D. Doyle.
J.D. Doyle, and he was thumbing through some things.
He was thumbing the bots.
Ooh, at the bots collection in the history thing.
Thumbing the box.
Thumbing the bots.
Very, very interesting. And I thought a little controversial this year. I know Larry, who puts it together, he is a dream. He is probably the best thing that's ever happened to the bots collection over there at RMCC. But last year there was controversy because he had some gay erotica out last year, but he had caution tape around it. However, people coming through, you know, it was clearly visible. This year, evidently it was an adult tent because the erotica was out in the open with no warning at all. You just turned the corner and there it was.
My God, someone actually trying to put the sexual in homosexual.
I know.
Bastard.
Well, I mean, it's the type of thing that, because it's out like that, you can't have children in there.
Oh, you know. We're kept at the door because we're recruiting them, you know.
Yeah, I know, whatever. But, I mean, all in all, the tent was wonderful at the festival. And I'm very, very sorry that... we had the rain because that kept people away from the festival, and it was really good this year. really good. They had some wonderful entertainment, and it was sad because they were they were there entertaining empty seats.
Yeah. But the good thing is, you know, some of the formers are actually, supposedly I've heard that Comcast is now carrying Logo.
Yes. Absolutely. I was just talking about that because I have Time Warner and I have the expanded Time Warner with HBO and Sundance, and I even have Here TV, which I seldom go to because it's too damn complicated. Well, it's an on-demand. You pay a monthly thing and then you can you can go to any of it. But it's so complicated to do.
It's hidden.
I don't like to do it.
Yeah. Too many buttons for them, you know.
And Comcast took over Time Warner. Now, all of a sudden, I've got Logo. So I've had Logo running on my TV 24 hours a day.
I got to watch it a couple weeks ago before I went off to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were gone, so I was over at their house. And burned a little time on watching that. And the funny thing is that one of the programs that I saw that night on Logo was on this past week on VH1.
Really?
VH1, keep an eye out for those of you who you don't have the expanded cable to see Logo.
Uh-huh.
Late at night, they showed the Big Gay Sketch Show.
Oh, no kidding. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Which features a performer we've played here. I'm trying to remember his real name. We play him as the Gay Pimp.
Oh, yes. I read an article about that because there are like 8 people involved in the Big Gay Sketch Show, and only 4 of them are gay.
Yeah, they kind of mentioned that, though. They had the one scene that was this kind of a takeoff of the NBC The More You Know PSA spots.
Yeah.
Was When We Knew.
Uh-huh.
And it was people talking about their coming out stories.
Oh.
You know, like the one lesbian came out and said, I knew I was gay when I wore this to prom. So keep an eye out on that. I was surprised to see that on VH1.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it's one of those programs that's, you know, it's TV-14.
Now,
so.
I know Logo, for those of you who now have Logo, they do a lot of repeats. They don't they're on 24 hours a day, so they don't have a lot of programming to cover that, so they play a lot of old movies and they repeat a lot of their shows. But you know, that's fine for me because I'm up late at night and I don't
see that or infomercials. And
yeah,
how many times can you watch, you know?
Yeah, they don't have
Pocket Sandwich Maker.
Yeah, they don't have any of that.
And that's the good thing about it. And you know, they'll get more and more of it with
I think
they're clean versions of Queer as Folk, though.
Well, I like Noah.
Noah's Ark.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Oh, I haven't seen.
Oh,
it
and they have some hot men.
Oh,
yeah, it's all about the hot men.
Is that on Logo?
Yeah.
Think Queer as Folk, Detroit style.
There you go.
Urban.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I've read about it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've read about it, and it's extremely popular.
And, you know, some of the performers that were at Nemesis that was here at the Pride Festival, they have a show there, Nemesis Rising, on there. So, you know, it's an interesting thing to have, and hopefully, you know, we'll see it continue and flourish. We've already lost one gay network here recently. The one that was very popular last year, what was it?
I don't know.
QTV?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes,
that went the way of the buffalo.
Yeah. They went broke. I think it was too many too soon.
Yeah.
You know, there's just not... It was just really too competitive to have that many. So, you know, we've got Logo.
Bravo.
And that runs... Yeah, Bravo's pretty queer, isn't it?
They make fun of Bravo on the gay sketch show, yeah.
But they
tore up Project Runway on that.
Yeah. I love Project Runway, Runway, and I love Kathy Griffith.
Oh, yeah, me too, the D-list.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, she's hilarious.
She is so funny.
Well, you know, my partner, Christopher, when he used to do hair, did her hair when she was in town.
I knew that.
And, you know, and...
I just forgotten it.
And, you know, and you know how she is on TV and forth? And he says that she's kind of like that in person, too.
I'll bet she is.
I love her.
She is, yeah.
Oh, she's great.
She is fun. She is fun. And she'll do anything.
Oh, yeah.
And say anything, which I love.
Oh, and did you see her on The View?
No.
Oh, she sat next to Barbara Walters. Walters the whole time.
Yeah.
You remember that in her skit when she talked about being on there the last time? How?
Oh yeah. How she got into a fight with Barbara?
Yeah, and they were just chummy. But you know what? Barbara kind of gave her a cold shoulder. She didn't really look at her when she talked. I don't know if it was, you know, they're still fuming or what have you, but
yeah,
she's
Barbara,
hilarious.
Get over yourself.
Yeah, thank you. She was hilarious.
Barbara, you ain't making the big bucks anymore, so get over it.
Well, that's true. That's true. But we love her anyway.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
You know. And now, what do you think about Rosie maybe doing The Price is Right?
I was shocked to hear that.
Please.
The Price is Right?
I know.
What is that about?
I hope she's smart enough not to do that.
Oh, please, really?
And you know, and Jimmy, did they really talk about anything about the during Gay Pride when they had that concert? I didn't hear anything.
No, I didn't hear anything about the concert. The Cyndi Lauper concert the next day?
Yeah.
I didn't hear a thing about it. And I really don't know anybody who went to it.
Well, no, I talked to someone who was thinking about going, and he said when he called, the tickets were sold out within an hour or two.
Oh, really?
But I haven't heard anyone.
I haven't heard a word.
I don't know. I mean,
I've been to Cynthia Woods, and it's not my favorite place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, in BFE.
Yeah.
And it's outside, and we've had a lot of rain, so it's mosquito city.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hot and humid, and I just didn't feel that after all the activity with the parade and the festival, and of course we did a show afterwards, I couldn't have done it.
No, I
was just wiped out on Sunday.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So it was on Sunday.
Yeah, it was the next day. It was the day after Pride.
Everybody talked about it being on Saturday.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
See, I would love to have gone. That would just to see, you know, who was there and what they were doing.
Well, Paul, our intrepid photographer, is here snapping away with my big old mouth open.
And that's different when?
Hello, Paul.
Hello.
I don't know if you heard, but Jim was talking about the KPFT fundraiser that's happening over at EJ's on the 14th. We certainly hope you're going to stop by.
I have to mark it on the calendar.
Okay, please do. Mark it on the calendar. Starts at 9:01.
What time? What time?
9:01. 9:01.
9:01.
Yes.
So I'm still recovering.
You were the one.
800 pictures.
800. Yeah. 800 pictures.
Between Thursday and Sunday evening.
Oh my goodness. Did you happen to go to the Cyndi Lauper concert?
No.
See, nobody I know.
See.
By the time it was 4:30 before I pulled the plug and headed to the hotel.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
It had to be up and out by noon.
Ooh.
No.
And then I had to pare down 800 to 500.
Yeah. You were wiped out on Sunday, too. Yeah, I think everybody was.
Mm-hmm.
I had fun getting all the pictures.
I'll bet you did. Were you able to get any of the KPFT? I know you were running after us. Because we were going so fast.
Well, I cheated. I had an assistant this time.
Ah. Good. So I'm looking forward to seeing those.
They're online.
They are.
Yes.
At Seaowl.
Seaowl.net in the Montrose After Dark section.
Okay, that's Seaowl. Seaowl.net.
And there's a whole section of just Pride pictures.
Oh, great! I'm the one in pink. you can't miss it. Trust me.
As we described, imagine a flamingo eating a salmon and then falling into a pink crayon factory and then the factory explodes. There's less pink than what Jimmy was wearing.
Yes. Including the pink boa.
Yeah, and your underwear got mentioned in LSA.
Yes, I had on pink underwear too. Yes.
Oh.
And
even the lace was pink on him.
No, there wasn't any lace. I have to,
fringe?
Pink socks. Pink sneakers. I mean, you know, pink over-dyed jeans. Everything. Pink cowboy hat. With a tiara and lights.
Electric Horseman meets Brokeback Mountain.
There you go. That was me. That was me, all right. It was fun. It was so much fun. But it is fun every year. Every year, it's at, I don't know, since 1988 I've been in it, and it's different every year, but it's always, always enjoyable. And something that...
Oh, goody. Oh. Me on my knees in the middle of West Timer.
And that's different how? Oh, sorry.
There it is.
Isn't that yes. a pickup
Chris just
time.
Brought it up on the computer. And there we are in the back of the back of the truck.
Our balloon logo.
The balloon logo was fabulous. Spelling out KPFT 90.1. And there we are. There I am. That's a great picture of you, Chris.
Yeah.
You got laid.
Except for that, you know, that hideous handlebar mustache that says CL Graphics. You know how long it's going to take me in Photoshop to remove that?
Don't worry. I'm going back each week and enhance and clean up all 500 photos.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We had such fun.
I took a bunch of those by available light, so they're a little speckly.
These are not bad. I mean, these are... And Nita Bump, who was behind us.
Yeah. Oh, she's a hoot.
Yeah, she was a tax preparers she was in.
Yeah.
Anita Bump does her taxes at such and such a place.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well.
Yeah, so it's so fun after we're staging, if we're coming up to West Tower, there's all those road humps, and it's like, Anita Bump, it's a bump! And I think she, every time she hit a bump, she had to have a drink.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever gone to, where does she work at? Barnaby's. On Fairview.
Is that where she works?
Well, you know, I don't know if she still does not, but, you know, she did last time I was there, and she's a hoot when she works there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You need to go by and just... and. It's Chris when you go, but a funny, funny, funny person.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. In fact, she used to be my neighbor before she moved out last year.
Oh.
Yeah. That boy's for fun.
Wow. Well, we had a lot of fun, especially at the reviewing stand, because Ernie Manoos was, you know, making a big deal out of us. He's been on this show a couple of times.
Yes, after you were thrown into the the sound equipment, we finally got the truck to stop.
And he's so sweet, and as we found out, he got his start in radio in a small town where he grew up.
I still remember the one several years ago at the film festival.
Uh-huh.
I went up to him and I said, you know, if you keep coming to these events, people are going to start talking. And he just looked at me and goes, they already are.
Yeah.
He's the openly gay Ernie on PBS.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
But we were talking and he... I guess our sound system was going in and out, and he made a big deal about that. Like, well, it's community radio. They need money, folks.
There. Hey, it was the best thing we've had in...
Yes, it was. That was actually my dream come true, to do what we did this year. Whoa, hello. Where were those guys?
At the very beginning.
Woo!
Before the parade officially started, they were out warming up the crowd.
I'll bet, and they looked like they could get the crowd pretty hot, actually.
I know that Tony's float, the bar, won an award, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I don't know who won the awards. That was decided on. They did that Friday night at La Strada, and I wasn't able to go.
I think they won for sound system or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he was talking about that this evening when I saw him.
Right. Do you remember the Tony's float?
Honestly, I think that's when I was running back to a white van because I was parched.
I see.
And I needed something to drink, like a soda pop.
Uh-huh. I wondered if he had some of his dancers on that float.
You know what? I think I was there. Yes, uh-huh. Yes, he did.
And the winners were...
Oh!
There we go.
The Judges' Choice Awards. PFLAG.
Uh-huh.
Planned Parenthood.
Uh-huh.
And Resurrection MCC.
Uh-huh.
The Stonewall Award for Best Social Commentary went to AIDS Foundation Houston.
Good.
ARIA, Best Creative Sound, to Tony's Corner Pocket.
Yay.
Fabulous for Best Costume, Asian and Friends, Houston.
Oh, yeah.
They were good.
They were good.
They were good.
Yeah.
I wanted the chopstick. I've already done the cream of some young guy and won an egg roll.
Won his egg roll.
Rainbow for Best Lighting, Charles Armstrong Investments.
Oh.
Yes.
The Ruby Slipper for Best Walking went to J.P. Morgan Chase Bearing Omega.
Okay.
The Judy Garland Best Performance went to the Houston Pride Band.
Oh, good.
Lone Star Pride, the Best Interpretation of the 2007 theme, Texas Gay Rodeo Association.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
The Pink Diamond, Best Float by a For-Profit Company, Silver Eagle Distributors, Bud Light. The Priscilla, Best Float by a Nonprofit Group, went to Resurrection MCC.
Oh, they always have a good
thing. Yeah.
And the Spirit of Montrose, Best Overall, Bearing You Memorial United Methodist Church.
Good.
Oh, yeah, they were good, yeah. A nice crowd. I was pleased.
Thank you.
The ones that I saw.
Oh, I was trying to figure out who the people were they had with Ernie up there. Usually it's Maria, but it's other the people that are left over now at 104.
Oh.
It was kind of a cleaning, and you know.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
So.
Well, I'm glad to see that they have it up on the website. I'm kind of surprised because they've been
rather quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So, but you know since we said something nice about them, we can say something else. You know, those awards weren't mentioned on the front page. The volunteer stuff was on the front page. Their awards they gave on that, but you had to click a link to get to the other
awards
ones there.
Well.
And the production meeting for the next Gay Pride Parade will be held on July 10th.
I see.
Comes quickly.
Yes, it does. It's a 12-month organization.
If they have their way, it'll be a 15-month planning.
Yeah. It's going to take that long to raise the money to put a float in the parade.
No, you didn't get it, honey.
15 months, because they want to move it to September. So instead of June, have July, August. I'm sorry. Apparently my tacky, sarcastic side came out again.
I see.
Well, they keep, you know, I mean, and that would give you 3 extra months to raise money for your float.
See? He's looking over at Pansy Division.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I like to do themes.
Yes, I know.
And I think I can play one of the songs on the CD.
Femme in the Black Leather Jacket, you can play.
That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play the club song.
No.
The Rooster Liquor Club?
Yeah, no.
Rooster Liquor.
SCC.
What if I pause in between?
I hate when they pause in between. I lose it. Yeah.
But now, if we do that, you know, that kind of the electric company, cock.
Sucker.
No, wait, that's right. At the end, they put the words together.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, okay. So I can do two on that one.
Now, what if you were to talk about a specific drink that had those words in it?
No.
Still?
No.
Yeah.
You can say cock.
Right.
And then you can say sucker.
But you can't.
But you have to say rooster liquor.
Yeah.
Rooster liquor. Okay.
It's like you can say ass and you can say hole, but you can't.
No,
put
you can
together.
Say asshole.
You can say.
You can?
You can. As from what I can figure out from what I've heard.
Yeah.
As long as it's an adjective.
Oh.
If you say, look at that asshole, you got to be talking about a person in their entirety, not anatomy.
Okay.
For those of you who studied English, it's an adjective, not a noun. You know, you can describe someone as that.
Yes.
But you can't, you know.
So
you can't go. You can't use it as a noun.
Yeah, you can't.
Can you use the P word?
Penis?
No.
Prick?
No. The woman's
punani?
Pussy?
Yes.
Pussy.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
So you don't have to say, like, no, never mind.
We play Pussy Tourette.
Oh, there's a performer by the name of Pussy Tourette that we play.
You know, it brings me back to South Park. You remember that episode where they had the lesbian who was the substitute teacher and the boy?
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious. Brought back memories.
Yes. I like the F word episode.
Oh, yeah.
bleep.
Hey, here it is.
Here, what is... I'm afraid to ask.
Well, you know, we're saying the F word, and, you know,
Would you dare?
Yes, exactly. The entire song is that word. In different context. It's a very versatile word.
Really? Yes, it is. It really is. You can use it in so many different ways. Yeah.
And the act should be very versatile.
Yes, it should be. I feel a pansy division set coming up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. He's over here fondling the cases.
Yes, I know.
Hey, as long as it's the cases and not me.
You take all the fun out of it.
Yay, we're tight pants this week.
Why don't you tell us about what P-Flag is doing, Mr. P-Flag?
P-Flag is actually not tomorrow. It's next week.
Oh, really?
The 4th. They postponed it. Because it normally would be the 1st,
yes,
which is tomorrow. But the P-Flag and Hatch Scholarship Foundation.
That's right. This is the big one, isn't it?
Oh, it's, yeah, they pack the house every July.
Ooh,
so
yeah,
it'll be next weekend.
They announce the winners, right?
Yeah, and they have a big ceremony and stuff. I think they're giving away like $200,000.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's great.
Yeah, it's the biggest prize they've done in a while.
Where do they get this money?
Different foundations do
really?
It. Donate it, and they go out all year. Throughout the year, they constantly, and then they have different endowments.
Wow, we need to get these people to work for GK.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tried checking out the P-Flag endowment, but he kept smacking my hand away.
We are so broke.
Yeah, so many 501c3s.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But, they're doing pretty good.
So, where's this happening?
At the church. Forget you. Church.
St. Paul's?
The one on...
South Main Street.
Yeah.
Between Main and Fannin.
On Benz.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
St. Paul's Methodist, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they're by the museum.
Yeah, it's
or the theater.
Yeah,
yeah, museum.
Yeah, museum. Yeah, it's the
museum. Theater, museum, theater.
With manicured yard.
Yes,
I mean,
very nice.
Oh, it's always it's gorgeous. Always gorgeous.
And a humongous organ.
Well, you know those.
Oh, great big old organ, huh?
Yeah, I've been inside that organ.
And
many organs in the city of Houston.
Yes, have many been in you?
Well,
bring pictures.
Thank you.
Dirty pictures.
There you go.
And we built the one at Trinity.
Woo! We built this.
I want to play this one song in honor of Wimbledon.
What is it? You can't even say it on the air.
They can't even say the title on the CD outside.
Oh, my God.
He whipped my ass in tennis, and I... in bed.
Yes.
I want to dedicate it to Andy Roddick. Oh.
No. Can't do it.
Oh.
So that's
let's see.
Yeah, that's
the
cool.
The skinny little queen's over there, and the fat queer is sitting next to the CD player, and he says I can't do it?
There you go. Show his boss.
I remember when I used to be the boss.
The red phone's right behind you, though. And when it rings,
well, you know. I know you're trying to remember it. I mean, it's unusual. You're still here in the control room for the amount of time.
I know. It is weird, isn't it? I made him my equal.
I believe it's one of the signs of the apocalypse.
So he gets called in on the carpet with me, you know. It's not just me anymore.
Hey,
he gets to go to all those meetings. Actually, there haven't been any. The management here has been great over the years. They have never, ever censored anything that we wanted to do.
That's good.
Ever. Ever.
Chris was an altar boy. He's used to guilt.
Yes, but I was never touched. Damn it.
Poor baby.
How's that?
I'm still working on that lawsuit. I was never touched. Father Mikey, also if you're listening, it's Chris. Hi.
Okay, let's have a pansy division set.
I can't believe it. This one CD actually has all the song titles we can actually say on air.
Wow.
We gotta get rid of that CD.
I love pansy division.
He's not even checking what songs I'm playing.
Oh.
I'm afraid.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
I don't like macho, put it away. Doesn't appeal to me, straight or gay. But I know a boy who catches my eye. He don't act tough. Why should he try? He's a fan. black leather jacket, he's a gent. In a black leather jacket, he's a femme. In a black leather jacket, and I wanna take him home with me. With his long, long hair and pouty lips, cute little butt and sexy hips. The way he moves has me inspired. He's the boy that I require. He's a femme. In a black leather jacket, he's a gent. In a black leather jacket, he's a femme. In a black leather jacket, and I wanna take him home with me. Femme, 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 femme. Femme, 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 femme. Femme, 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 femme. He looks as good in a skirt as he does in jeans. He is a most notorious queen. His personality, I'm not impressed, but I can't wait to get him undressed. He's a femme. In a black leather jacket, he's a gem. In a black leather jacket, he's a femme. In a black leather jacket, and I wanna take him home with me. He's a femme. In a black leather jacket, he's a gem. In a black leather jacket, he's a femme. In a black leather jacket, and I'm gonna take him home with me. I'm gonna take him home with me. I'm gonna take him home with me. If you're looking for somewhere to go, can't take you to a movie show, we can sit way in the back and I'll jack you off. Can't give you everything you want, but I can take you to a restaurant, and if you're not hungry, I'll jack you off. If you're tired of masturbating, come on boy, we can go on a date, and if you like, I'll jack you off. Your man ain't no good, come on over to my neighborhood, we can jump into the sack, and I'll jack you off. I'll jack you off, jack you off. I'll jack you off, jack you off. Woo-hoo-hoo. I'll jack you off. I only do it for a worthy cause. You're gonna wanna give me applause. You'll have an instant heart attack if I jack you off. If you really want to be a star, we gotta do it in your mama's car. Make it in a Cadillac, I'll jack you off. I know where we can go, do a little fellatio, or if that's too much, I'll jack you off. I'll jack you off, jack you off. I'll jack you off, jack you off. Jack me off. Just another game to him. I've seen his type, seen him all my life. Always pulling for the side that's winning. You need someone who cares, so don't look over there. I can show you what you've been missing. Who treats you right? I do, baby. Who treats you right? I do, baby. Who treats you right? I do, baby. Right. wanna be serviced with a smile. You've gotta reciprocate more than every once in a while. 'Cause all work and no joy means I'll be looking for another boy. All work and no joy means I'll be going down on a different boy. Reciprocate. Reciprocate. Unless you'd rather go home and masturbate. Reciprocate, reciprocate. At the dinner table, you were vegetarian, but you smiled and said that you became a carnivore in bed. But the evidence I've seen does nothing to support that claim. All the effort's so one-sided, and that's totally lame. 'Cause if you wanna be serviced with a smile, you gotta reciprocate more than every once in a while. 'Cause all work and no joy means I'll be looking for another boy. All work and no joy means I'll be chowing down on a different boy. Reciprocate, reciprocate. Unless you'd rather go home and masturbate. Reciprocate, reciprocate.
A quintet of Pansy Division.
Ooh, yes, I like that.
Hockey Hair.
Mm-hmm.
And before that was Reciprocate.
Mm-hmm.
Who Treats You Right. Jack You Off.
I like that.
And Femme in a Black Jacket.
Femme in a Black Leather Jacket.
I think it's just Femme.
No, it's
not
leather.
Black leather.
No. Yeah, I know. Ooh. And our intrepid photographer, Paul, is leaving. After a full evening of taking pictures all around the club scene. Oh, my goodness.
What?
That was interesting.
I was trying to find. I haven't played.
Yeah.
Work/play, and I.
Work/play.
Yes, the bar mitzvah remix. And I don't remember where the link was that I downloaded it before.
I couldn't tell you, honey. Could not tell you.
But in any case, but while we're doing that, then...
I did want to mention that got a letter from Jaime last week that we didn't talk about. And I always love getting letters from him. And he had this great drawing on the letter. It's always a very sexually ambiguous person.
Uh-huh.
Kind of fantasy person.
Well, I've got
one... With a large box and big hair and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And this person happened to be holding a instrument that was a whip on one end and a feather on the other.
Ah,
end.
Yes, that one.
Jaime wanted to know which I wanted first. And if... I have to say the feather. Have to say the feather.
And that'd be the wrong answer. Thank you for playing.
Oh, no. We start out with the feather, and then, you know, as you get into it, then...
Then move to the hot candle.
There you go.
That was fun night.
You know, it's sort of like when somebody's playing with your nipples, you know, and they start easy, and then as you get into it, they can do it harder and harder.
Yep.
And, you know, it just feels so good. That's what I was thinking about, yes. Oh, yeah. Do me with the feather first, and then we'll see about the whip.
And then work your way up.
There you go. Or it's been so long, what do I know? Jim, get in there.
I think right now what we're going to do...
I love having Jim on the air.
I think what I'm going to do first is...
Yes?
I think we need to have a word from our sponsor.
We do?
Yes, I have to have a word from our sponsor.
Oh, okay.
Who is our sponsor?
Just listen. It's a very important sponsor I just wanted to make sure everyone knew about, because it's something important.
I mean, why pay for it? It's cable.
That's so true.
So, have you guys found out?
Oh, no. We want it to be a surprise. And as long as it's healthy.
Yeah.
You know. And not gay.
Time out, guys. I thought you guys were a little more open-minded than that.
No, we're not homophobic. No, it's just that gay children are so expensive.
No, we know it. Our son Jamal just came out of the closet.
Oh, that must be costing you a pretty penny.
Actually, it's not costing us a thing.
Huh?
We have COI.
COI?
Coming out insurance.
Yeah, guaranteed us full coverage just in case our child turned out to be gay.
Huh.
And boy, was he ever.
Look familiar? It does to me. Look, it's a fact that 1 in 10 babies born in America will grow up to be gay. Luckily, the good folks at Coming Out Insurance have developed a plan to help you cope with the financial hardships of having that little gay boy or girl. It's called the Comprehensive Coming Out Insurance Policy, and it is Boondabar. But don't take my word for it. Take theirs.
When we found out Bobby J was gay, we was terrified we'd lose our beautiful home. I mean, gymnastics lessons are $300 a month. Plus, I gotta use all that gasoline to drive him around to vintage clothes shops and cat shows.
Don't get us wrong, we ain't got nothing against the gays. They got better paying jobs, they're more book learned, and they're a whole lot nicer than other folks.
Well, we're proud of Bobby J, and we know someday he'll grow up to win an Olympic medal, an endorsement deal.
Or he'll even host American Idol. But we can't wait 10 years to get that money.
And thanks to Coming Out Insurance, we don't have to.
At Coming Out Insurance, we will reimburse you for a full array of gay-related expenses, including Broadway theater tickets, cats, a BMW convertible, membership to Madonna's fan club. We'll even repair your son's finger if he breaks it while snapping.
Dad, have you seen my bedazzler?
What the hell's a bedazzler?
Coming Out Insurance. We're here, we're queer, get coverage.
Go take mommy's tights off.
Isn't that great?
The video that goes with it is hilarious.
Oh, I've seen it.
Someone on this website wants to know what's the deductible.
A joke on the big ones.
I want that.
That is so funny.
Who do I have to thank for that one?
I saw that come through on the
Brandon email, Wolf.
And I didn't get a chance to go to that.
I just clicked on that it here funny. And while you were out on the
yeah.
the ABBA break. And it's like, okay, we've
got to do this.
We've got to play that.
It's coming out insurance. I love it.
And you have to see the video for it because Bubba Jr., you know, it's just, you know, there's quite a spacious trailer they're in. You know, they got two rebel flags behind them, and Bubba Jr.'s in a pink
tutu
waving a ribbon around. It was.
Now, can we use that for the overture on July the 14th?
Coming out insurance.
Because I think that would be cute. Because I think we can hook that up to the TVs throughout the bar.
Possibly, yeah.
Ooh.
I think that would be cute.
That would be cute.
That will search other little things we can find on the net, see about putting that up there. That, I mean, that was something, like I said, came out through the Lone Star Activist.
Wow. YouTube is great.
You know, since we're speaking of our MBB letters.
Yes. We have one from Tigger?
Got two.
Two?
Two.
Wow.
And,
what's the deal?
Well, first one, a bunch of stuff from Cosmo.
Oh, okay. He always sends pictures of beautiful men.
Yes, yes. Ooh. And he talks about it in here that when he got his... he says, hope this finds us y'all doing well. I feel it's wonderful to hear the show this past weekend. The Pride show moves me every year. I've been able to hear it.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
The oral history you play every year inspires and gives me chills as if it was my first time to hear it, no matter that I've heard it several times.
Yeah, we play it every year.
I think every single person who stands up and comes out without total disaster today should listen to that recording at least once. Then light a candle or say a prayer of thanks and do something proactive to make things better for someone else. As far as we've come, there's still so far to go.
Wow, he's so right.
And he's hoping to make the next Pride Parade. If he makes parole, if not, he'll be there for the next one.
He better come to this station.
On that, but the part of what I really wanted to read is the second letter.
Okay.
So we'll pass around the Cosmo pictures in a little bit.
Oh, yes.
After I take them and laminate them for Jimmy.
Okay. Well, we don't want them to be destroyed.
Yeah, we just need to squeegee them off.
Yeah.
Damp rag.
Get the note that he put in here. He wrote yesterday, but he thought I'd share my journal entry for this special day. And included a calendar page from the 27th.
Okay.
It wasn't about pride, not hardly. And it wasn't about catchy slogans or rainbows or an excuse to party. It wasn't about a dream, not Martin Luther's or anyone else's. It wasn't a peaceful protest or civil disobedience. It was far from peaceful or civil. It wasn't lofty or visionary. No one planned to start a revolution. No one thought to change the world. They just wanted to change the moment. They, a bunch of pissed-off drag queens. They, we'd like to say us, but it was they. They weren't plotting anything except rebellion in the moment. After all, who lives in the moment more than drag queens? Wow. Pissed off, tired, frustrated, afraid, maybe even a little drunk. Perhaps more than a few thought they were about to die or go to prison once the instigations occurred. They may have figured they'd be hurt and treated just as badly if they chose not to resist once it started as those who did. Or maybe it was the moment they'd forget for or they longed for. The permission they craved, someone pulled the trigger, but regardless, they did resist. They fought. The police, the unjust laws and discrimination, the prejudice of the straight, and even the not-so-straight community. And they fought to stop the abuse of the moment and accidentally sparked a revolution. It wasn't a march or a rally. It was a riot. But pride has to start somewhere. Because you can never be proud until you're angry enough to stand against your abuser. You can't change the injustice of society and make the future better until you refuse to allow the moment to go unchanged. You you can't win acceptance until you're pissed off enough to quit hiding. Till anger eclipses fear. Then you can stand and say, yes, I accept and love who I am, even if you don't. I'm not going away quietly. You're not going to hide me in the dark like an aberration to be ashamed of. They did that. A small group of drag queens outside the Stonewall Inn. Their anger was felt. Their courage contagious, and thus stood with them, after them, and a revolution began. Some of those are with us still, inspiring, encouraging, reminding. So who follow can tell our bosses, our teachers, our families, our whatever, I'm gay, I'm lesbian, I'm bisexual, I'm a transvestite, I'm transgendered, I'm a fabulous drag queen, I am me, without the world coming to an end. I can say I'm proud because they were tired of being afraid. I have rights because they stood up for theirs before such rights legally existed. They, those pissed off drag queens, are the forefathers of our freedoms, and with their actions signed a Declaration of Independence on this day, June 27th. And we who follow honor by remembering, by continuing to fight a war not yet won, by joining others in rising up in pride, listening to the ghosts say we've come so far, don't quit now, and telling that drag queen in the street today she looks fabulous. We're here. You don't have to be afraid. There's so many of us here, marching in pride, but better still, living it. You don't have to be afraid. You are not alone. That's beyond fabulous. That's pride. Tigger, wow. 2007.
That is incredible.
That was really good. And I'm going to be typing it up for LSA later on.
You bet. Tigger, thank you so much. Wow.
So,
now that's going to be something that we're going to read every year, too.
So,
I see a tradition starting.
Yeah. And in a couple of years, when you get down here, you can read it yourself.
That's right, Tigger.
Because I have a hard enough time with it.
Wow.
My eyes are going lately, and I stumbled a bit in there. But
I just read it once, put it on an audio file, and play it.
That's just amazing.
But no, let's type that up and on to LSA, so those people who go to bed at a reasonable hour can hear that.
Wow. I'm blown away by that.
Now I think we need music.
I think we do, too.
And I have nothing cued. I know what we need.
I know what we need.
Something inside so strong?
Nope.
We played her enough last week.
Sure.
Oh, this is perfect. This is absolutely
I wish
perfect.
I had this cued because it would have been a perfect way to go with it.
Yes.
You think I would know that it was number four.
It isn't, yeah.
I think I know what you're playing.
Absolutely.
Heather Small. Yep. Proud.
Reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way. Can't stop. Make you feel proud.
Thought that my pride was gone. Oh, no, there's something inside.
inside so strong.
Something inside so strong.
Oh, no, something inside so strong.
Something inside so strong.
Something inside.
Something inside.
Something inside. Something inside.
There's something so strong. It's so strong.
You're listening to After Hours on KPFT Houston.
I'm
I have climbed the highest mountains. I have run, I've run through the fields. Oh, let I be with you. Yes, oh, let I be with you. I have run, and you know I have fought. I have scaled these city walls, these city walls, only to be with you.
I was feeling a little anthemy.
Wow, you sure were, and that was great. Absolutely great.
Proud by Heather Small. Flirtations with Something Inside So Strong.
I love that by the Flirtations.
Boy, you did recognize the Flirtations.
I know. It's been so long since we played it. We used to play that song almost every week. Almost every week.
Whatever happened to that version of the battle hymn of the Republic, only it was queer?
Leah Zachary.
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Love that.
Yes.
From the sound.
I haven't played that in an age either.
From the soundtrack of the movie Camp. Here Where I Stand.
Yes.
And Jeff Krasner.
His version of...
I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
I love that version.
Which,
love that.
Those last two, I probably hear maybe once or twice a week. Because it's part of a bunch of songs I have on my computer that I call The Mellow.
Yeah.
Where it's just, you know, if it's late at night, and since I live, you know, like...
BFC.
20 yards from a freeway.
Oh, I see.
Technically not a freeway. It's a farm-to-market road, but they drag race on the damn road.
Mm. I see.
And so, you know, I can be in the shower and hear traffic going on the street out front.
Wow.
So it's a little noisy sometimes. And at night, sometimes to help relax, I've got, you know, an hour's worth of music. And those are two of the songs. In fact, I think Jeff Krasner is the one who usually starts off the song.
So yeah, that sounds about as much fun as living a block from the airport.
I don't mind that. I like apartment living, actually, because I like the sound of people around me. I don't know if that comes from living in New York for a while or what, but I like that. And yeah. I don't like being in the country where there's nothing.
I hate it.
Yeah. I'm a city boy.
Cheap hotel walls are kind of noisy. You know?
I don't mind apartment living, but right outside my bathroom window in the street below, there are two, not one, but two manhole covers right next to each other. And every time a car goes over it, every time you hear the thunk, the thunk, the thunk, all day long.
You know, after a while, you don't hear it anymore. It's like living across the street from a railroad.
Yeah.
You know. The train goes by, you don't hear it.
I lived in the suburbs for about a year. Hated it.
Oh, I would too. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I need to be able to walk outside my door and hear the traffic.
Yes.
See the people and be able to walk somewhere to a store or something. I need that interaction.
Yes, exactly. Being able to go to a grocery store at 3 in the morning.
Thank you.
I want to do that. Yeah.
I grew up in New York. And
see?
I didn't grow up in the city. I grew up on Long Island.
Long Island.
The town I lived in was much like living in Montrose, only without all the out gay people.
Yeah.
it was very much a little village kind of thing. And being able to walk to everything you wanted to get to was a lovely thing. You go down the street to the supermarket. You go down the street to the fish market and the whatever, you know. That's a wonderful thing. I've always had that little town feeling. And that's what I love about Montrose, is even though we're a spit away from downtown Houston, you know, and all of that excitement, it's still a village.
We're a small town.
Montrose is a small town. You know?
Yeah, and I hated when all the fast food joints started coming in, because, you know, it used to be it was all mom and pop restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I really, really liked that kind of thing. Oh, my God.
He's so easily distracted.
He's praising God, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Well,
at least one of God's creations.
Oh, yes. I am praising one of God's creations, especially. Yeah.
God, goddess.
That creation, that's the creation.
Oh, see, now we don't get the full view.
It's not on their computer?
No.
Oh.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
If you're not a member of that site, your hubby is.
Probably. No, it is.
Yeah.
See, that's my thing. I can then never find the right site. Well, except for one.
Oh, I didn't tell. Did I ever tell you my Louis story about?
Oh, see, now that's what I like.
See?
Good, rough.
I never told you my Louis story about your husband.
No. Oh no! Another story.
You know, there's this.
Hold on. Let me keep an eye on the phone to ring.
No, he's passed out because I already talked to him earlier. So.
I see.
So that's why I'm still. You know, he's out of town, and I won't mention Christopher Prada's name. For those of you who don't know him,
Sparkles Boy.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
Sparkles.
Oh my goodness, that's exactly what I need. I would.
But here's the part I love about this.
Dare to dream,
Jimmy.
You're
too skinny.
I know.
Isn't that great?
He's at a site that it's
I love doing this.
Chub chasers and, you know, all these beautiful young men who are chub chasers.
Well, you know, after this is over, I need that website because I'm going to go home this evening. I still have coffee in my system. I'll be up for a few more hours.
He's going to be up for...
I see.
Yeah, I mean, I almost missed the show tonight because I was chatting with a friend, and we were teasing about the fact that I had on TLC and Little People, Big World came on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was teasing him, go, hey, the midget show. And so then all of a sudden, you know, one of them had some leg surgery and all that, so... You know, my sarcastic nature, I said, well, quit talking about the right leg. Let's talk about the middle leg. Then he came up and said, I wonder what a midget looks naked. I spent 30 minutes online. God help me when the FBI checks my search engine.
Looking for midget?
Midget porn, midget penis, dwarf dick.
Did you find any?
Yeah, but my credit card's maxed out now.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, well, I wonder why.
They give you the first taste for free, and then, you know, you're addicted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So to speak.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was Louis weekend.
Okay.
I was at Mary's beer tent in the backyard, and it was, dusk, and nothing was happening.
Oh, hold on. I sound like I need to be playing music in the background for this story.
Yes,
dusk.
Butt Boy, I think, would be appropriate.
Unless you got Butt Boy.
Oh, is that kind of story? Okay, go on.
Hey, where's the porn? There's nothing going on. Oh. People were just chatting, and I thought, well, this is boring. And your husband entered the tent. And he had many, many refreshing beverages.
Oh, no. Say it isn't so.
And he was wearing that kilt.
Oh.
Oh, yes, that kilt. And I have discovered I have this kilt fetish. So I dropped to my knees.
Oh, you'd love my friend Sir John then.
I was talking to him, and I dropped to my knees. And before you knew it, I was inspecting underneath his kilt.
Mm-hmm.
And I did discover that he has got the largest gauge Prince Albert I have ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, yes. So I was enjoying myself there.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly he came to the realization that he was in this tent and Jimmy Carper was down there inspecting under his kilt, and he just freaked out, screamed, and ran from the tent.
I bet you he doesn't even remember.
Of course not, because he didn't have any pins to give him. I at least tipped him with a pin.
However, you know, all was not lost because while I was inspecting, this line had formed.
Uh-huh.
So I was engaged for quite a while after that.
Oh, yes. Engaged.
So it just worked out beautifully for me.
Yeah, and he does have quite a bit, quite a large Prince Albert.
Oh, my God, it's huge.
But not as large as some people that you and I both know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who?
I'm not going to mention names on radio.
Yes, you are.
No, oh, no. I that wouldn't be right.
How about their initials?
Oh, you know him very well. Oh, we'll see now. Now I'm going to get in trouble. For your viewing
lots
pleasure.
Lots of people have gotten in trouble on this show.
We're going to sing a song.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my.
If I'm not mistaken, it's a double zero.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, so oh, look at
that's a.
Oh. It's like a wedding ring.
That's a bracelet to some people. Are you kidding?
It's all about the jewelries.
One of the first guys that I engaged in some sort of activity with.
Yes.
Had one of the barbells through the thing, and it's like, okay, not into this.
Oh, I was.
Yeah.
That was interesting. I like that.
Well, see, my first time a long time ago was, and you know, not knowing, and you know, and,
oh, it was a surprise.
Well, yeah, at first because I was at a bathhouse
at the tub, so honey,
exactly.
And who so, on our panel here has not been to a bathhouse? That's what I figured.
We've all been there?
No.
One of us has not ever been to a bathhouse.
Merlin has not been to a bathhouse.
And Jack.
Apparently Jack has never been.
But anyway. Why not?
Oh, but anyway,
maybe
so,
because he's heterosexual.
There you go. And what?
I live with it.
Okay. Party at Jack's house. Anyway, it was banging against my teeth.
Yeah.
You know, and so that was my first experience. And what wasn't a pleasant one.
Oh.
I didn't know how to work my tongue.
Oh, I see.
Well, you're being pleasant.
Yeah, you have to get, you can't.
It just seems like that's a good way to crack one's anatomy.
It really is.
You know, a lot of people have actually had to have the bars in their tongues taken out because they shattered the enamel in their teeth by constantly knocking it against their teeth.
Exactly.
The more you know. Well, this public service announcement has been brought to you by the crew of After Hours.
Someone with a Prince Albert, you just can't. You have to stay on the lower part of the penis.
It's called the shaft.
And how do you not tear a condom wearing
You can't really pull out that. You just have to keep it in deep.
I've never had sex with somebody with a Prince Albert, but how do you keep a condom from tearing when you're wearing one of those? It just seems like...
I'm not going to go.
Well, some of the people have it easy enough to
They don't have sharp edges. You don't have to worry about that.
The first guy had it was round on both ends, and he used a condom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems like that would get snagged at some point.
Okay, so what else?
Yeah, I think we've exhausted that.
When he comes
and
back...
Now for my sparkles.
Will Christopher be so happy when you tell
him
about the movie weekend?
And remember, you can get an archive of our show at kpft.org.
Yes, it's archived.
Unless you're with the FCC, then please click on the link that says Dead Air.
Thank you. So, Chris, what's your story about Sparkles Boy?
I got in trouble.
Oh, so is everyone else.
I know.
Well, Gary told me I was taking too long. It was no longer a pinning. I said, I've got the pin in my hand at least, damn it.
Well, you know, give the boy enough to drink.
But it was so funny because when he realized it was me down there, he just freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, it's Jimmy Carper! And she screamed and ran out of the tent.
Like a big girl, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, there was no confusion. First of all, it's not hard to spot me even if it was in the dusk, but it was middle of the day at Ripcord. It's like,
I can't believe Jimmy
Carper. There was a...
You don't have enough pins. Well, no one's asked. Well, get over it.
There was a young man on Pride Night who didn't remember until 3 days later that he'd stuck his tongue down my throat.
Well.
Oh, there's a visual. You know, it's always nice to, you know, talk about people when they're not
here.
Of course.
Because I got in trouble one night. I think when I was on stage emceeing a show, I mentioned his name and something, I don't know, blah, 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 blah. And I looked at Gio, I looked at him, I thought, and the whole ride home.
Oops.
Oops. You know, so I just gave him more liquor. Because you know how, he won't turn down the drink.
That's right.
Because when I talked to him this evening about 11 o'clock Connecticut time, he was slurring and
oh my god,
he was having a good time.
Watching some of the shenanigans on Pride Night made me glad that I don't drink.
Oh, I know.
Especially the 19-year-old with his tongue down my throat.
19.
My goodness.
I know. Wait. Hang around.
Did you burp him afterwards?
No. No, he proceeded to fall asleep shortly after that.
Oh, wasn't that fun?
In his chair.
Yeah. We've all had that.
Yeah.
Poor baby.
Or on top, anyway. Yeah. It was a story.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Jim.
I used to be a really heavy drinker. Big drinker.
Yes.
And I was out one night from happy hour to a bar closed. That was my past.
Oh, go back.
Anyway, used to be.
Anyway.
There's a space between there. He's heavy and a drinker.
There you go. And I brought this guy home. He was really young and cute and virile. Anyway, so he was just as drunk. And so the next thing I know, and he knows, he's on top of me, and I'm like, I'm just laying there, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, because we both woke up at the same time. Well, okay. Let's leave this one on. And if you have more stories, you can contact me at Crawford4161@yahoo.com.
Yes.
I have many stories. I should write a book.
That's funny. Oh, that is so funny.
I think we could all write a book about our
I know
life.
I could.
I know I could.
I'm old enough that I embraced the 70s, you know. Big time.
I was 12 when the 70s ended.
I was graduating high school, going to college.
Oh, I enjoyed the 60s.
I was born in
I was there at the start of the sexual revolution. Yes.
When Stonewall happened, I was a year old.
My God.
Should I be a bastard?
When Stonewall happened, I was 21.
Yeah.
Stonewall happened. Yeah, my parents were married.
1969. Where were you?
I think it was...
you were 8 years old.
Yeah. I didn't count. But you know what? I came out when I was... the summer. I remember this vividly. I could write a book just on that.
Uh-huh.
I came out the summer between my 7th and 8th grade year in school.
Wow.
Yes, I went out to high school. I was a...
You were a young bloomer.
I was young. And for those of you who remember,
yes.
If you couldn't get a date on a Saturday night, call Jim.
I think of Jim, they were all named Jim.
Exactly. So, you know.
Suddenly that song, At 17, is running through my head. Tennessean.
17.
Suddenly running through my head.
I was active much earlier than that.
You couldn't pay me to go through that whole coming out process again. No.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, that was tough. Yeah, because my parents found out the wrong way.
Yeah, so mine did too. Get me out of the house.
But you know what? My you know who took it the best was my dad.
Really?
So did mine.
My dad took it the best.
Too.
Because he was
comparatively.
I think they knew. I mean, deep down they knew.
Sure.
But I think it was when they found out, my dad for a day was kind of upset and angry. My mother wouldn't talk to me for a couple days. But after that,
really?
Oh yeah, I was very pleased. I mean, very honored to go through high school knowing that my parents knew and they could support that. So
no, my senior year, my parents found out, kicked me out of the house, and never talked to me again.
My father handled it relatively well for a New York Sicilian. He just said, it'll be all right eventually. Mm-hmm. We'll be fine. My mother, however, decided that this wasn't a personal attack against her.
As
if, you know, everything was against... I'm like, she's like, she walked in the door and she's like, and mind you, the dean of students told her at my high school. And she's like, he hates me. And I'm like, what the frell does the fact that I hate you have to do with the fact that I'm queer?
Mm-hmm.
These are two different issues. They have a lot in common, mm-hmm. but they're two different issues.
Yeah, exactly.
And Stephen, you have fantastic parents.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah.
Was it tough at first?
Oh, God. We went through Exodus and all that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Mm-hmm. For a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, my goodness.
I was outed to them. I was working in Kima,
on the boardwalk. I just started my chef career life, and I got a phone call, and she'd asked me many times before at that most inopportune time.
Uh-huh. When you weren't ready.
Right, and there was no way I was going to tell her, yeah, I'm gay on my lunch break.
Uh-huh.
Sure, Mom. She called
me. I'm having a salad for lunch, Mom, and I'm having a fruit cup later. I just made these fabulous cream puffs because I am one.
Could you please pass the mashed potatoes to a homosexual?
Flambe, that's me.
So, yeah, I she called me and she was like, tell me it's not true. And I said, no, Mom, I'm coming home. I'd lived away at the time.
Uh-huh.
So I went to Mom and Dad's and I walked in. I said, you know, let's go to your room and sit down. And she immediately just burst into tears. She knew it was coming.
Uh-huh.
So after that night, we were kind of okay with it. But then she got online and started looking at different things. And
she found Exodus.
I found Exodus.
Oh, my God.
She should have stopped at manhunting.
Wait, no, she would have found my site. But it's back and forth for a year, and that organization, and here recently the three of the top people publicly announced that they're sorry to the gay community.
Yes.
And that was really, yeah, she made sure she showed me that. Now she's great. They have more pride than I do, but...
Yeah, I know. I've met your parents, and they're incredibly supportive.
They've been on the show.
I love it.
They are they're like the queer supportive super parents.
And it's
like the super parents on that.
from an area of town that I wouldn't suspect.
Right, Santa Fe, a little small redneck town. This is the sixth year we did the PFLAG Pride Parade. And the first year, it was in the back corner of the 20 acres. Nobody saw it.
Uh-huh.
And then each year, it steadily got closer and closer to the center of town. That's where our business is, right in the middle. And now it's June. All the workers know what's happening. Nobody talks about it. They just put the float together and don't ask questions.
Don't ask, don't tell. The Santa Fe edition.
And now today... Stephen can...
Yeah, molested on air.
Can work a tractor, or he can make you a cake that looks like one.
That's right.
Or a penis or vagina, I've done it.
Yeah. I would like a cake that's a replica of your penis.
The one I did, blushing. It was a silhouette of a guy, and it had the two legs, and the bottom... I did star tips for black pants.
Yes.
And then they had the penis coming up over the top of the chest.
Oh, my goodness.
And then it had little white dots, of course. You know.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
We got it.
I'll take two.
It was great. It was cream-filled.
Ooh. Oh, of course it was.
The vagina cake I did was cherry
salmon
filled.
Salmon loaf.
Oh, he went there.
It had five. Five shades of pink and a body piercing.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
Fish hook.
Yeah.
You.
Oh. Alfalfa sprouts.
And coconut because she was blonde.
This man. This man is incredibly talented when it comes to food preparation.
Well, I see where else the talents lie.
I have. Well, I
tried to, but he kept fighting me off last week.
I've heard stories. That's all I. You know.
So what kind of guy do you go for?
Young.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we all do, but you know.
No, he's
is this one of your cakes?
Exclusively.
No, but that's great.
Oh my goodness!
The happy birthday mom cake.
It looks like it has warts though.
No, I think those are supposed to be piercings. He has.
Oh.
I think there's a third piercing behind there. You can't really see on this.
Yeah.
That
would be a PA, a reverse PA.
It's a three-dimensional penis on this cake.
Wow.
This is a happy birthday mom cake.
It does say mom, doesn't it?
Great mother goddess.
Yeah, so my friend of mine, his mother just had a birthday, and I said, is this the kind of cake you made for her? And he goes, hell no. I said, no, I would make it for my mom, but we'd need to make two, one for the rest of us to have.
That was one of the very first parade that my parents and I got in PFLAG seven years ago. May was 7 years ago. And the first parade, we only marched. We didn't do anything for it.
Yeah.
My dad didn't. But at the end of the parade, PFLAG was the honorary grand organization then.
Wow.
So Grand Marshal. So we actually got to see the entire parade. And we were standing there by Katz's.
And somebody, I forgot what organization, threw a cunt safe pack to my mom.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, Lord, what's going to happen? She turns to me and says, you can use this more than I could. And I knew we'd come full circle.
Right there. You have made it.
All right, then.
You have made it.
And mine was like 2 months after I came out, my father trying to attach a leather strap of Jingle Bells to the back of my pants going, hey, they'll like you down at JR's with this.
But that's a pretty amazing story, Steve, of coming full circle. And, you know, you sticking with your parents and your parents sticking with you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, through it all. And now they're huge supporters. Yeah. They're more gay than you are.
They are. They have more. I say that a lot. They have more pride than I do.
Well, we were going to get your brother over, but, you know, there was not enough liquor there that night.
One of the people who was in our group at the parade, his father was actually walking with us. And he was just
great.
I mean, that just almost brought him to tears that his father would come. I mean, because we're not only a queer group, but we're pagan.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
whoops.
You know, we're all witches, Wiccans, and pagans. Oh, my. You know. You know, I mean, that was just cool. I mean,
that is
hell
cool.
Would freeze over. You know, my parents are both gone now, but hell would have frozen over first, you know.
That's what I used to say watching the thing. I was like, there will never march in that parade. There's
surprise.
No way they'll have.
Yeah. Well, now, when my parents were still living, and my partner and I, well, my ex-partner and I would go to visit, my parents would give up their bedroom for us.
You're kidding!
Wow.
And they would allow us to sleep there, and my parents would sleep in the guest bedroom that had one bed, and my mom slept downstairs because she had some back issues. So, I mean, every time we went, and even my sisters, when I go to visit, they give up their...
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's, I mean, and it's not discussed, but it's like, you know, you and your partner will stay here because it's a bit bigger bed.
Right.
You know, and it's
it's just hospitality.
Yeah, I love that.
It really is. And my sisters and I, I took my sister to Toronto, and we hit all the bars.
Oh.
My sister loved it, and she wanted to go. They were having a contest for the best ass.
Yeah,
and so we said, well, okay, let's go. And you go up these rickety old stairs. It was a leather bar.
Ooh.
And my sister had the best time. I mean, so it was nice to have that, you know, growing up. So I was blessed with that.
I got voted best assets at the Renaissance Festival one year.
Oh, my goodness.
There's this woman with this cork costume. She has all these, you know, wine bottle corks hanging from her costume.
My goodness.
She walks up to me. She reaches around. She grabs me, and I get a blue ribbon.
Congratulations.
Which I find hysterical since I actually have no backside to... It's all skin and bone, but okay.
Well,
I wasn't complaining. I still have that
evidently
ribbon.
Evidently, it was one she liked.
I still have that ribbon.
I would too.
And why is it always women who are telling me these things? I never get this from guys.
You're a top anyway, so what does it matter about
this
your butt?
This is true. This is true.
And those of you who are like bigger men, you can email me at
Crawford4161@yahoo.com.
And if you're going to find a chaser, and I was in one of the chat rooms, some guy came in and he was a chaser from Houston. I go, oh my God, they let you into the city?
Thank you.
And they said he wanted to do it out in the woods, and I'm like, okay, finding woods, secluded woods in Houston is harder to find than a chaser.
And the question is, what big man is going to go out into the woods to begin with?
Yeah.
Especially during hunting season.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't go to the Gulf when I hear Greenpeace is in there.
There you go.
Oh, I try and get out of the water. I keep getting pushed back in.
Uh-huh. I understand. See?
Oh, you two are good together.
Hey, we got some gay history this week.
Do we now?
Gay history.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
June 29th, 1989, under the headline, Homosexual Prostitution Probe.
Yes.
That usually costs you an extra $100. Snares official of the Bush Reagan.
Ooh.
The Washington Times reported that a homosexual prostitution ring is under investigation by federal and district authorities and includes among its clients key officials in the Reagan and Bush administrations. Mm-hmm. Military officers, congressional aides, and U.S. and foreign businessmen with close ties to Washington's political elite. The story alleges that homosexual call boys have been given tours of the White House under the aegis of Republican Craig Spence. Spence's body is later found at the Ritz-Carlton in Boston in an apparent suicide.
Ooh, I'll bet it wasn't.
That's what the Clintons did wrong. They didn't send Vince up to Boston.
Yeah. Oh. Whatever happened to when the big scandal was, when they were going to out all those people in Washington?
When, recently?
No, this was a while ago. Yeah, a few
well,
years.
Barney Fagg was outed.
Oh. Oh.
That Freudian slip
Frank.
There.
Frank, darling, Frank.
It's a joke on Dick.
Yeah.
And even happier news.
Yes.
We're talking about Republicans. It seems appropriate to go to this. Acting on behalf of the Fuhrer. On June 30th, 1934, SS troops around Germany arrest hundreds of loyal SA stormtroopers under the charge of treason in order to eliminate the group. One squad descended on a Bavarian resort where it interrupts a contingent of SA men engaged in homosexual festivities. Lieutenant Edmund Hines is caught in bed with a teenage boy and shot to death on the spot. The rest are taken into custody. The event will become known as the Night of
the Long Knives. Yes. Yes, that's when Ernst Röhm was ousted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was established that Ernst Röhm was homosexual.
Oh, yes.
Most of them were.
Oh, yes. And he ended up committing suicide. Mm-hmm.
Now, did you watch that PBS special of the very few survivors of the Holocaust who are gay? It was unbelievable.
Paragraph 174.
Yeah. Oh, I just sat there and cried. I mean, because they pretty much the one guy said they pretty much nodded at everyone, but a handful that still.
Yeah.
And it's just unbelievable.
These men, will not talk because. After the concentration camps were opened up,
liberated for some,
yes, the men with the pink triangles were put in jail.
Mm-hmm.
They went from concentration camps to jail.
Yes,
because they were gay.
Of paragraph 174.
Yeah, and it was sometime in the in the 90s before they finally. Repealed that section of the code.
Yes. And now Germany is very progressive with the openly gay mayor of Berlin.
Yes,
yes.
Boy, they've come a long way in 60 plus years.
They sure have. They sure have. We all have.
Yeah.
Well, we all have.
Yeah, there was also a book, I cannot, off the top of my head, I can't remember who the author was or the name of the book, but there was a conjecture that Hitler was gay or or bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a depressing thought.
With enough beer.
All it takes is one good Oktoberfest.
There you go.
Oh, my.
Oompa, oompa, oompa,
because you know we've all been there.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Well, you know, hey, going back to your previous thing on the administration and so forth like that, personally, I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Karl Rove is the biggest political whore in
no,
town.
No,
so.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me.
I still think he looks like a creature from a 1950s sci-fi movie.
Mephisto, wasn't it?
Mephisto.
You remember that movie with the aliens with the, like, really high foreheads and white hair?
Land of the Lost. Do you remember that? Sleestacks.
He's got the eyes for it.
That brings back some memories.
Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine.
That looks like Karl Rove.
Yeah, a little bit.
I had a thing for Will.
Our next CD I got queued up there. It's kind of looks like Karl Rove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a good day.
On a good day. Yeah.
Oh, CD went. CD decided to take a nap. Smart CD player.
Yeah, it is 3:45.
I don't know who's supposed to be on.
3:15. No one in the place but you and me.
Play a little music. Which one does she want? Which one do you want to see, Jimmy?
We've done Ding Dong. Any one of the others.
Okay. Well, I like number five.
Okay.
Ding Dong.
Ding Dong, the Vitch is dead.
Didn't we do that for Jerry Falwell?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I have to check the list. I don't know if anyone has died deserves that. Unless you consider Liz Claiborne clothing
horrible.
We
played that when Falwell died.
Yeah.
Now if we can just get rid of Pat Robertson.
He'll go soon enough. The older he gets, the more he looks like a gremlin. So, you know, he's got to shrivel up to nothing sooner.
Yeah, but see, I think what's happening is all of his body mass is being absorbed by his son.
Yes.
I'm more scared of Falwell's daughter. She is a lunatic.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, you know, the nut doesn't fall far from the nut tree.
True. Exactly.
On that note, and speaking of Germans, it's time for little Klaus Nomi.
Number five.
And I push this button.
Yay.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we will be back. Unless the FCC is knocking.
You don't know me. I'm not that. Don't say I can't play with other boys. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to say. Please, when I go out with you, don't put me on display, because you don't know me. Don't try to change me. Don't own me. Don't tie me down, 'cause I never pay. And don't tell me what to say. Don't tell me what to do. Just let me be myself.
Stay out all night. She
She asked me what kind of boys I like. Said long and smooth with eyes blue and bright. If I sound choosy, please excuse me, but it's just that I know what I like. If you don't fit the bill, or you're over the hill, you may have the bait, but I'm not gonna buy. You're wasting my time. Next in line. So she asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind of wear leather, carry switchblade knife. She asked me what kind of boys I like. The kind of wears a dress and makes it look outside. Well, if I sound choosy, please excuse me, but just that I know what I like. So come with me, literally. Serving on the 7th, welcome to heaven. It's way past 11, you may as well stay for the night. So she asked me what kind of boys I like. The kind with lots of cash, you like to smoke China White. She asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind that are tired, who like to fight and fight. Well, if I start choosing, please excuse me, but it's just that I know what I like. If you don't fit the bill, or you're over the hill, you may have a baby, but I'm not gonna buy. I'm wasting my time, next in line. She asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind with a book who can read and write. She asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind that are old enough to keep in a jail for the night. Well, if I start choosing, please excuse me, but it's just that I know what I like. So come with me, literally. Serving on the 7th, welcome to heaven.
Yes, that song was edited and back when I was still learning my editing skills on that. I personally believe it shouldn't have been edited. But
still a great song.
Yeah.
I guess we're...
That was Boys I Like by Russ Turk.
I'm sorry, I missed it. What was that second one?
That was Boys I Like by Russ Turk.
Ooh, I like that.
We haven't played it in a while because you finally brought the other bag.
Yeah, I know. I just don't always bring that third bag because we don't have time to play a whole lot of music.
So it's like, I saw that go, you know, I haven't played him in a while.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, so.
Actually, I wanted to end up with the song, but it's probably too late.
Which one was that?
Atwood and Camo.
Crying. I've already moved the slide, though.
Okay, we'll play that next week. Because Atwood and Camo are at Ovations on the third weekend of the month, normally.
Ovations?
Ovations in the Village.
Oh.
It's a club on the second floor.
Right. Next to Luca's.
It's really a nice little club.
Nobody got the joke.
What?
It's a club on the second floor next to Luca's.
Missed it.
Still did.
Right over my head.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor.
Oh, how nice. Oh, yeah. I don't remember that. Okay. Forget it. It's time for Messerschmitt.
The Domination Happy Hour.
They are in the house, folks.
Hold on. I still got to put up the PSAs.
PSAs.
Just had a little bit of time here.
PSAs. Anyway, you've been listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude right here on good old KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 in Galveston. Soon, I think we're going to lose the 89.5 in Galveston when we get our 100,000 watts going, because we won't need it anymore. The 89.5 is a little repeater thing so that folks in Galveston and the surrounding area can hear us better.
Okay.
I don't know the rest of it, you know, but you're doing the other stuff. So,
yeah, they got the wrong numbers on here, so...
Okay, well, let's have everybody...
They're trying to confuse me.
In the talk studio.
Well, much love, folks. Blessed be. See you next time. It's been real, and Pride Month is officially over, I guess.
Yeah, Steven's here.
Hi. Good night.
He'll be back for my molesting pleasures next week.
Yes.
Jimmy already did the other stuff.
No, I didn't do the other stuff, and you can...
Oh, if you want to get in contact with us, you can send us an email at afterhours@kpft.org. You can send us snail mail at KPFT, After Hours, care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard.
Love, TT.
Houston, Texas, 77006.
Not just a zip code, but a life.
We love to hear your news, information, love mail, hate mail.
Dirty pictures!
And we look forward to seeing you out there on July 14th at EJ's.
You
and
bet.
Now it's time for the PSAs. And
there we go.
See, we've been doing it all the time. But if you want us to sacrifice, you got to give something back.
Earth 101. The bottom line is that it is not a right or left side to it. It's about telling the truth, not being a victim, doing whatever you need to honor your truth. It's about not living a personal or collective lie. If you hunger for a compassionate society, tune into Earth 101. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. You're listening to KPFT Houston 90.1.
But if you want us to sacrifice, you got to give something back.
A gala highlighting the persecution of the Hare Krishnas in Kazakhstan will be held on Saturday, July 7th at 6 p.m. at Garanga Hall, 1320 West 34th Street. The benefit will include international entertainment, a vegetarian dinner, and a presentation by B.B. Govinda, Swami of Kazakhstan. To reserve a table on July 7th, please call Manasi at 281-686-8453. You're listening to commercial-free listener.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.